Hello? 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 Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, is this Julian?
It is.
Hi, Julian. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. I am your dedicated project manager. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. First of all, Jillian, welcome on board. I will be assisting you with the entire process overall. I'm going to start off with some basic questions. First of all, is it a good time to talk?
Yes, can you just hang on one second? Because I actually just want to go close the door and
Sure,
get a
sure, sure.
child out of here.
No
Bye.
worries. I'm right here.
Hi there.
Are you back?
Yep, I'm back. What did
Okay.
you say your name was?
Lisa Taylor.
Okay.
All right. I apologize. I have a terrible voice because I've been sick for the past 2 weeks, and I know I sound like a
Oh.
man now, so it's very difficult to understand me. All right.
Oh no,
Bear with me.
I don't think so at all. But yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. So, Jillian, I'm going to start off with the most basic question. What is the book about, and how did you envision yourself writing this book?
The book would be about, I mean, it would be the mostly the true story of my grandparents. And it is something that I have researched in depth, and is very near and dear to me. There's a lot of sadness and a lot of anger, and there's a lot of just joy and fun and whatever, but it's really, I mean, there's actually quite a bit that that's why I'm looking for somebody to help, because I think ultimately I can't tell the whole story in one book without it being just too much. But
Exactly.
the story that set off this entire adventure was that one day my dad and his siblings were told, by the way, everybody else in the family has a different last name. That started off a chain of events, which my grandmother denied everything, and my grandfather was already dead. So anyway, as things started to come about, I grew up and I started researching in my late teens and early 20s. And I began finding bits of information that were inconsistent with stories that we had been told. So what it really is ultimately comes down to is that my grandfather was working for actually a well-known person in the mafia,
Okay.
who and he was part of a actually pretty famous bust on, it was actually still one of the largest bootleg liquor busts
Okay, so
in
I'm
the
so
history.
sorry I'm
Yeah.
interrupting you. Is that
Okay.
allegedly or is this confirmed that he was working with this mafia?
Oh, I have newspaper articles, and arrest records and
Oh my
mugshots
God.
and
Okay.
FBI stuff. And so, yeah, and none of that was known. I discovered that. I did. I did all this research, and I found all this stuff that, but at the end of the day, so that set off this chain of events. Like, he had gone to jail a few times, which, of course, we didn't know. He had a wife and two other children, and so the time that they took off, I can tell what happened just by the timeline of events, is that they were indicted, and then the alcohol tax unit was doing all of their investigation, and then they were scheduled to be in court, and I think my grandfather was just like, well, I'm either going to die or I'm going to jail, and so I don't want either of those two things. And so he had met my grandmother, and so my grandmother's, well, let's see, my grandfather's first wife, Anna, she told her children that she later went on and had, that he came to her and said, I have to leave, and she didn't want to go, and so she said, you should go. She was very young, and she had, you know, she was pregnant, and she had a little kid, who, by the way, was a little person. So he ran away with my grandmother, who he had been secretly seeing for many months. Her parents received a letter one day. It was Labor Day weekend, 1939. Just ahead of the trial, that she was happy, and she would see them. You know, she was happy, and she was getting married, and she would see them soon. And then they never saw her again, ever. They spent the next all the years of their life searching for her, and never getting any closure.
So she just disappeared, and nobody knows.
No. So then she and my grandfather ran off together. And they became, they had four children. They had my aunt and my uncle and my dad and his twin brother. And they bounced around. They moved a lot. He worked for a man who was ultimately helping him cover his tracks. He would move him around the country. Sometimes he would come home and say, we're moving today. And they would have to pack up whatever they could and leave. And they never knew that there was anything wrong with that. They just, I don't know, they just accepted it.
And how? Did they know why they had to move around so much?
They just said that they were relocating him. He was a salesman for a Grand Union Tea, which was a very well-known brand in this country for many years. His boss, his boss later was the center of controversy over funneling money to a political candidate and whatever. Anyway, there's no end to the story, the branches of the story. Like, it's the fullest tree you ever saw.
This impact your life?
Well, I mean, so when I was trying to get to the bottom of, because my grandmother, the only record there was of her was, the day that my aunt was born. She just sort of plopped on the planet the day my aunt was born. There was no record of her before that anywhere. We did all these extensive this research, and this is, of course, DNA wasn't as widespread as it is today. My father had his DNA done. It didn't pop any matches at the time, but it wasn't popular. I started writing about I started writing on every blog, on every missing persons thing. I started researching anywhere that I could. We had found my grandfather's whole family and learned about their story. And his mother was this amazing person with her own entire story.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these kids were all wrapped up in the mafia. They were all, like, for instance, my grandfather had a lawyer at one point who was William Buffalino, who became Jimmy Hoffa's lawyer. I'm not even kidding you. You can't even make this stuff up.
Exactly.
A genealogy that expands very far. His cousin's married family, and so
okay.
he got a lot of help from them. There were a lot of people at this time, and so they came from Pittston, Pennsylvania, which is where many people from the Casalintesa region of Sicily emigrated, and it's like where the greatest concentration of mafia came from.
Mm-hmm.
And so we knew all that. We knew that I didn't know he was that close in. Like, I just thought he was running bootleg liquor. You know, I didn't, anyway. So regardless, I started publishing all this stuff. I started writing, you know, anywhere that I could, shouting from the rooftops. I want to know who my grandmother is, and I'm searching for my grandmother's history. And one day, Pearl, I am on the phone. No, I am on the phone. No, you need to wait. You need to wait. Oh, I'll make dinner. Go ahead. Oh, jeez. I didn't realize. All right. So anyway.
Yeah, that's completely fine. We can cut the long story short. I know you have to go to your kids. I understand.
Okay. All right. Well, at any rate, there's so much going on.
And I mean, how did you guys survive that? That is a miracle. To be very honest.
I mean, it was a beautiful story, really, in many ways. And the fact is that I had the fortune of being reunited with my grandmother's family.
Oh,
and I'm entirely grateful. I got to meet her sister before she died. And I have this, like, whole new family that, it's a deeply emotional story.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's why it's so hard for me to write about, because there's a lot of fun. Like, there's so much adventure. Like, my grandparents were, like, literally on the lam their whole lives, you know.
Right.
And they were just, like, normal people, you know. They were just normal people. My grandfather went to work. My grandmother stayed home. They were honest people. That, you know, they were community centered. I mean, they just were normal people, and it's sort of almost hard to believe that my grandfather was like this other person, that he was, you know, not a great guy in his young years, and he made a decision that he didn't want to live that life anymore, and the only way out is to disappear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these guys killed each other all the time.
Exactly, and it's no big deal for them. I mean, I've seen a lot of it in the movies, of course. But,
yeah.
I understand where you're coming from. It is so difficult to believe that he was an entirely different person. And then you found out. And one more thing. Did you get to meet your grandmother?
Oh, yes. Yep, she died. The day before my birthday, when I was 7 years old, 8 years old.
Oh, my God.
And so I knew her. It's a pretty tough pill to swallow that she left her parents wondering where she was.
Exactly.
And honestly, so they thought there was a missing persons case for her for all that time. And they thought he killed her, or that she died having an abortion.
Oh, my God. But she was safe and fine,
yeah.
right?
She led a completely normal life. She never once wrote to her family. In fact, for years, her parents were plagued by, well, they said they were FBI agents, but they probably
mm-hmm.
weren't. There were men that showed up at their house every year looking for him,
mm-hmm.
looking for them. And, you know, they said, we've never seen him. So he was like a fugitive for all those years. And
I mean, they were really good at covering their tracks, you know?
Well, back then you could just walk into a Social Security office and declare that you were somebody else.
Right. Was it that easy?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it was in the 30s and 40s, absolutely. You could, I mean, the driver's licenses were paper.
Jeez, okay.
Oh right, and
Jillian,
so they have both have
tons of questions for you. I have tons of
okay.
questions for you, okay? I'm so sorry, I'm just getting
okay.
carried away. And
go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, how long did they, like, you know, disappear and live this life, you know, live this fugitive life? What was the time duration for that?
They disappeared Labor Day weekend, 1939,
mm-hmm.
Never to be heard from again until we made this discovery after their death, their whole lives.
Oh,
my grandfather died
wow.
when he was, I think, 56 of lung cancer, and my grandmother was 70 when, and her mother and her mother died 1 year after her.
Okay.
She died. She had a massive stroke and died when she was like 70. She wasn't very old at all.
Great. Okay.
So the rest of their lives.
Oh my God. And that must be like how many years?
Well, my grandmother died in 48 years.
48 years. Jesus, Jillian. 48 years.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And if you really think about it, we didn't know who she was up until 2012 or 13.
Oh my God.
When I got an instant message from my cousin who
mm-hmm.
said, I think that your grandmother Phyllis is my long lost aunt Mildred. And I said,
mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Oh
and,
my God.
And the rest is history.
What was that like
yes.
for you? I mean, what did you do when you heard that?
I couldn't breathe. I knew that there was going to be a lot of healing and closure,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of joy. You know, and seeing my father. When I called my father, he said, "I didn't ever think I'd live to know who my mother was."
Oh,
you know,
my God.
Who she really was. And I called my aunt and uncle, and, you know, I told everybody, and everybody was so confused. It was like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean?
Right.
I was, like, in a dead panic. I was like, this was like, if I could bottle the high that I had at that moment, I would be a rich person.
I know. I can just hear that in your voice. I mean, it must be an extremely emotional and unexplainable, you know, situation for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, with all the excitement of it, I mean, we got the good part. We got the good side of it, really. I mean, I had never considered the other side of it. I had never considered what the people that lost her had been feeling, or even that they had lost it. I mean, we didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, So, you know, I was met with a lot of, we were all met with a lot of emotions over those next few months, but I mean, I have all these really great artifacts. I have the letter my grandmother wrote to her parents that they saved and cherished for the rest of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Holding on to the hope that they would find their daughter someday.
Wow.
Wow. So, okay. But, you know, right, I mean, that's like this, it's just, there's this, like, beautiful reunion and this, like, just so much closure and also, like, all these other feelings of, you know, my grandmother lied about everything. I mean, but she was such an honest person. Like, honesty was, like, a really important thing to her.
Right.
In her adult life.
She must have had reasons, you know, to lie. I mean, who would do that? I mean,
well, right.
Exactly.
I mean, what do you do? What do you do? You protect your family with everything you got.
Exactly. And she must have seen no other choice or option in front of her at that point of time.
Yes. And, you know, I mean, there's so many other things. I mean, my grandfather, oh, God, you know, there's so much. I have 100-something page timeline of all the events.
Oh,
all of the data. Oh yeah, I have kept an extensive record of this.
Amazing, amazing. All right, Jillian, I'm not going to take a lot of your time, and I'm so sorry I got you all emotional and worked up.
Oh no, I'm just an emotional person. It's fine.
Okay, all right. Count me in as well. I am just like you. Trust me. Okay. So, just to make this quick, I will explain to you the process really quickly. You must have received an invitation from Creative Design Agency on your email address. All you got to do is sign up, set up the password, and go to the messages section. Once you go to the messages section, just respond to my message. You'll find my message there with a brief form. You don't need to fill out the form. Just send me whatever you have written so far, okay?
Okay.
Now, once
and
you
I can tell you I have not a lot. I mean, I've written, like I said, I have a timeline with artifacts and data, but I have written and scrapped probably 1,000 pages.
That is completely fine. That would do. Send me everything you got, okay? Now, let me explain to you the process.
Okay.
Once you submit all the information to us, a dedicated writing team will be assigned to your project. They will review all the information that you have submitted. Then we will create an outline with chapter breakdown along with summaries of each chapter. Of course, we'll have to follow a certain timeline and see come up with a strategy in regards to how we plan to tell the story. There has to be a certain narrative, right? So
yeah.
that is needed to be decided. For that, I will send you an outline in 7 to 8 working days after you submit all the specifications to me. Okay? And in between the time duration, the team might need additional information from your end. So we might have, interview sessions scheduled. So, yeah, I'm not going to go ahead of it. The first thing that you need to do is sign up and send me all the information that you have. You got that?
Okay. Yeah.
That's perfect. One last question.
I'm downloading it right now. So.
Okay. I have 2 more questions for you. Jillian, what is your last name? I apologize for asking this, but the person who assigned this order to me did not provide me your last name.
Oh, it's Jillian. It's T as in Tom, R-A, P as in Paul, I, N as in Nancy, I, hyphen, H, U, F as in Frank.
Okay. That is Trapini Health, correct?
Yep.
That's a different last name. Okay.
Well, it's my grandfather literally stole his last name from his crime partner who was in jail.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that is a different story. That is another story to tell. All right.
So, right.
Okay, now another question that I have for you, is there any estimated time frame or deadline that you are anticipating for the project to be completed?
No.
Okay, perfect. Usually when we are working with a book of, let's say, 100 to 150 pages, it takes about 2 to 3 months, depending on the number of revisions. So, for example, if we are going over one chapter, let's say, 6 or 7 times, which is rarely the case, usually one draft gets approved in 2 or 3 rounds maximum. Like, for example, I send you work, I send you what the team has done, you review that, you send me your changes or revisions, whatsoever that is. You can also make additions to that draft, I mean, whatever you like, since it's your book. So you send that back to me.
And so, yeah, okay.
Go ahead.
So will the guy said that there will be some other people doing research. I didn't really understand, like, well, I mean, I'm happy for anybody to double check anything that they want. I have all of the proof. So, but not that it has to be. I mean, I think that there's, in a story like this, there has to be a lot of creative, I can't even think of the word I'm trying to use right now. You know, there's some creative manipulation of the story, which is why I'm not able to write it, because it's the facts, I get wrapped up in the facts.
I know. Well, if it's something that requires research, then of course the team will be cross-checking things and they will be connecting the dots. And that is no problem at all. That's the reason why I asked you for all the material. They will review and analyze it. So they'll take like 7 to 8 working days, and then they will come up with a rough draft for an outline.
Can you... What would you say the name of it was going to be? Creative Design?
Creative Design Agency. It should be an invitation from Creative Design Agency to your email address.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got it. Get started. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
You just set up the password, you log in, you go to the messages section, you'll see a thread created or, a subsection sort of a thing which says welcome on board. So once you click on that, you'll be able to see the complete message that I've sent you. And all you need to do is click on the option that says add reply, and you'll be able to, you know, attach files over there.
You're there? Admin has switched everybody. Yes. I'm just reading what you said. It says your admin has switched everybody in your company to the team network. Before we move over.
Yeah, you go as an individual.
Okay. And then messages. I just want to make sure I... No. Gnome writing on attachment. Okay. All right. And so I'm going to send you something.
Do you see an option for add reply?
Add a message, yes.
No, not add a message. Click on the welcome on board thing where it says welcome on board writing. Click on that.
Welcome on board writing. Oh, I see.
Now you're going to see the complete...
Add a reply, yeah.
Yes, that's
right.
Where
it was down at the bottom. Okay, I will add... okay, thank you.
No worries. One more thing, Jillian. I want you to have my cell number just in case if I'm not available in the office. You can drop me a text anytime if you get stuck anywhere.
Okay. Where are you located, by the way?
I'm in California. Where are you?
Oh, I'm in Maine.
Okay. How is Maine, by the way?
It is beautiful, and if you ever have a chance to come here, you absolutely should.
Okay. All right. Well, I was planning to go Netherlands this vacation, but let's see how that goes.
Ooh.
If I get any off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm excited about that.
That is a wise
decision.
I've
heard it's
a great place to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
heard a lot about it. Okay. So let me know, Jillian, if you're ready to take down my cell number, or should I just drop you a text directly?
Oh, you can text me.
Is the number that I'm calling you at your cell number?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if I can drop you a text message right now. Okay. Let me add you as a contact. Jillian, okay. And all right.
My father lives out. My father, who is going to be sharing in this journey with me, lives in Garden Grove, California.
Okay. Well, he lived here?
What?
I'm saying, did he live here?
Oh, he lives there now, yeah. My father.
Oh,
my father.
Okay. That's nice. Do you go there to visit him, or have you ever been?
I do.
Oh, that
oh,
is
yeah.
great.
Yeah, we
Where about in California?
He lives in Garden Grove in Orange County.
Oh, okay. All right. Jillian, I've sent you a text. Can you check if you got it?
Sure.
Let's see.
Oh, yep, I got it.
Perfect. Just save this number, and you can drop me a text anytime, 24/7. I'm available, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you so
All
much
right.
for your time, Jillian.
Thank you so much.
I'm really looking forward to working with you. I will keep in touch, and I'll be waiting for all the information that you need to send in, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You have yourself a great
right.
weekend. I will keep in touch, and bless you.
All right. You too. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.